Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
In the Recruiter's Lounge today with Rob McGovern of Market 10. How are you, Rob?
Hi, it's great to be here, Jim.
I came across your product the other day, and I believe your associate, March Gold, had brought it to my attention. And I looked it over, kicked the tires, and my first thought was, okay, here's another career site to match resumes with jobs, that kind of thing, another monster clone. But as I looked at it a little closer, I saw that you guys were doing some innovative things, which I always applaud people doing something different, especially in this industry. Before going into any specific questions that I want to ask you, tell the audience about Market 10 and what exactly it does.
Well, I think my first response to you would be, I think we're the anti-job site. to give you the thumbnail sketch, Market 10 is the brainchild of the team that built Career Builder. Hmm. So I was the founder of CareerBuilder.com, and I brought 25 of my best and closest friends from CareerBuilder with me to Market 10.
Wow.
To build a next-generation solution.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and essentially what happened was, you know, we got to the point where we were saying, the job board model has kind of played itself out. It's really not that all that effective for a recruiter. I mean, you get hundreds of bad resumes and very little good quality. And we decided that the time was right for a second-generation shift, maybe along the lines of what Google did to the old search engines like Excite and InfoSeek, you know, just radically changed the market. And so we started the company. It's at its core, what's different about it, it's based on matching, right? So think like eHarmony for jobs, where we match people and jobs based on a match profile that each party fills out. And we test marketed it for 9 months in Washington, D.C. It went phenomenally well, and now we're in the process of expanding it around the country.
Very cool. Some of the things that I know, the first thing I noticed about it was sort of different is that you guys aren't really looking for resumes. You're actually looking for profiles.
Yeah, so what the candidate does is they spend about 20 minutes filling out a profile. It really is delving into what skills do they have and what attributes, education, those sort of things. And for us, we're extracting match criteria from them. And so now one of the things that makes us really unique and I think pretty cool is we've built a matching marketplace that you can't game. So like today, you know, that candidate, they put the big block of keywords at the bottom of their resume and they try to like defeat any human or even automated filtering systems. Well, what we do is we ask the candidates questions in such a way that you really can't game it. So as an example, we'll say to a software programmer, what languages do you know? And they'll list every software language known to man.
Sure.
The next question we'll say is, okay, now rank them. What's your top language, your second best language, your third best language? And by doing enough of those exercises, we can really get down to the essence of the person and make a good match, as opposed to being fooled with them saying I'm all things to everybody.
Hmm. Pretty cool. Now, how do you guys deal with confidentiality? Because I sort of thought it was interesting how you dealt with it on your site.
Well, so 82% of the people that are in our match pool are employed, and which is about inverted from a job board typically has 80% unemployed. And so we've done some really cool things to get that employed person feeling safe and being in our market. And one of the things we do is we give them this alias capability. And what that does is a person can say, I'm willing to tell you certain things but not others, and you're going to have to request the things I'm not giving you. And then an employer sees that person's profile and says, boy, I'd really like that person's name and phone number and maybe the name of their present employer. And they request it through our system. We send the person an email as the independent broker and say, are you willing to give your information to XYZ employer? And because it has that safety factor that, you know, they don't have to worry about us in effect telling the world that they're looking for a job, we get them coming in droves, and it's really a big number of them.
Very cool. And one thing I noticed also about your site is the intelligent feedback where tell me a little about the intelligent feedback you were saying.
Well, if you talk to candidates and say, what's the thing you hate the most about the job boards, and they mostly hate them, is they'll say that it's a big black hole. Sure. I know I'm qualified. I submit my resume and nothing happens. Well, what we do is we tell the candidate what's really happening. So as an example, we'll tell a candidate, I know you're interested in that job, but you're the 98th person on that person's match list by score. Now you're the number 3 person on this match list over here. Wouldn't you rather spend your time over there? And so by giving people feedback, what we're doing is guiding them to a more realistic outcome as opposed to sowing false hope. And it seems to work.
Very cool. I think in doing that, you're definitely addressing the biggest gripe job seekers have, just wanting to know where they are in the process.
I think in reality, it's time that our market and our industry woke up and realized they're not a piece of meat, right? We just can't treat them like dirt. If we show them respect, particularly the good ones, and cultivate them, you know, they'll participate. And we're fanatical about this to the point of if an employer isn't doing their part in our system, say, for example, if they're not reviewing their candidates, we kick them off.
Really?
Yeah, and we just tell because we just tell that employer, look, the worst thing, we don't want to alienate candidates because it's so expensive to get them to come to use the service, and we're not for you if you're not going to be an active employer. And, like, one of the things an employer can do is if they look at 85% of the candidates that are a match for their particular job, we make them a featured employer. And we tell the candidates, we say, this employer is extra responsive.
And, wow.
And then, so the market self corrects itself.
That is amazing. That would be music to a lot of job seekers' ears out there. Because it's basically, like I said, it speaks to the black hole effect.
Yep.
People just not knowing. Now, when you match up the different profiles with the different companies and so forth, you use what you call 10 dimensions of a good job fit. Is that correct?
That's right. So what we did is we took a step back and say, what are the things that really matter to an employer? What are the things that matter to a job seeker in determining whether it's a good fit? So there are things like skills and education, but there's also things like cultural fit and size of company and willingness to travel. And so we took all those factors and put them into the match profile. And then on the employer side, we gave the employer the ability to weight them, right? So an employer can say for a particular job, all right, this job I'd really like someone from one of these 10 colleges, but this job over here, education is not so important. And that will bias how the match engine turns out candidates.
Very cool. Very cool. How can someone check out your website and what's the address?
So just market10.com. That's the word market. 10.com, and there's a for the recruiters that I know are in your audience. They can click on the link that says for hiring professionals, and say they want more information, and one of our people call them and tell them how to get set up.
Very, very good. Well, Rob McGovern of Market10, and also the founder of Career Builder back in the day. Thank you for your time in the Recruiters Lounge.
I appreciate it, and good luck with your site as well.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.